Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Mary. Hi. I thought the hurricane season was over.
Hurricane season was over. Are you ready for a crazy ride? You're on your own, it ain't right. Something's gotta give in tonight. Together we can. To the moon, stop the rain, even ride a hurricane if we wanna. Together we can walk in space, save the human race. Oh, if only we could see how to bring humanity to a point of clarity. Lucky you listen to me, I know the game, I've lived it well. Forget the shame, let's show and tell. This world is ours, no country fame. Our earth belongs to just one name. You'll find it in the heart of light. Bring the light and fight the night. So close your eyes and connect to me. Don't second guess, it's destiny. Together is the place to be. If we could only look and see. Together we can. Shoot the moon, stop the rain, even ride a hurricane if we wanna. Together we can walk into space, save the human race. You think we oughta. Now that we've got a strong connection, see the screen, eyes like projection. I know this life is not so easy, so I give thanks to little easy. It's the truth, like so ironic, sharing comments and hits that chronic. And many others come to find there's more to life than what's defined. The clock is ticking, there's so much time to free the soul and write the rhyme. Start searching high and read the caption. This is now your call to action. If we could only look and see. Together we can. Shoot the moon, stop the rain, even ride a hurricane if we wanna. Together we can walk into space, save the human race. Do you think we oughta? I said together we can walk into space, save the human race. Do you think we oughta? Together we can do anything. Together we can.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to New York City Hypnosis. This is your host, the Dream Teacher, and yes, my friends, it has been quite a while since I have done a show, and I'm so glad to be back. I always tend to do that. I take little breaks and kind of jump on and off of the Blog Talk Radio bandwagon, but I'm definitely here to stay. It's just when or how long. Well, God only knows. As I kind of sporadically do my shows, and I'm just going to go when I'm inspired and when it's supposed to actually happen. I don't want to hog up too much of the Blog Talk time, as I'm sure I would just suck everybody in. But this way, it keeps the people that are actually in a position to know certain things helps to really spread that out rather than it being the same type of people or the same exact people all the time. Which, of course, I love repeat offenders here, but I always want to see new faces. So, yes, I am in New York City now. I just moved up here in the beginning of October, well, middle of October. October 12th, actually. And best move I've ever made. I've always wanted to come here and dreamed of living here. And I finally made it, and I made it on my own. And, of course, I found people that could help me or would help me or potentially, you know, be there for me. Like, I wasn't going to move to the city by myself. I wanted to know some people. And I met a really good person who is now my roommate, and we are living very comfortably. So I have been doing a lot of hypnosis here in New York, and I honestly was not expecting it in the slightest. I couldn't even believe the market up here for it. Everywhere else I've been, let's see, since I've done the radio show, the last radio show I did, I was in Buffalo, New York, and I was house-sitting, getting ready to leave, and I was supposed to be going to New Mexico. I'm going to take the train down there and move out there and take a job out there. And actually, another opportunity came up, and I almost went to New York, and I'm like, okay, well, that's not going to get me there because it was an awkward situation, and I was not okay with the circumstances. And so an opportunity presented itself for me to move on down to North Carolina and to pursue some spiritual studies with this gentleman that I had met online. He listened to my show and all that fun stuff. And so I moved down there with him, and the entire process of moving down there and being in a new place, it really kind of freaked me out, but at the same time, it was a very, very spiritual journey for me. It felt like I had already gone through it. I was experiencing it for the second time. And there's a lot of deja vu to be had, and there were a bunch of quote-unquote ironic coincidences that kept happening, which definitely helped me to keep faith that I was heading in the right direction and I was doing something right. A few days later, I ended up approaching somebody. I'm looking at other hypnotist information. I ended up approaching somebody that I'd been speaking with online for a long time and ended up moving to a different place in North Carolina and saved up some money, and I finally made it to New York. So since I've been here, of course, I've been traveling in the city and meeting a bunch of new people. Pretty awesome place. Like I said, I was not expecting hypnosis to be such a big thing here, but it's actually really great. So I helped to create this show to spark some interest. Of course, get it out there for some tag words, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, if you're in the New York City area and you do want to call in, talk about hypnosis, if you want to schedule an appointment with me, you can message me here on Blog Talk Radio or anywhere else that says The Dream Teacher, which you'll find it everywhere, and Gmail and Facebook and Blog Talk and MySpace and everywhere. Just go Google The Dream Teacher and you'll find something. Oh, Twitter now too. I actually just set up my new Twitter account, which I'm pretty excited about. Adding some fun new hypnotist people there. Well, maybe I'm the new hypnotist, but we'll see. Let's see, I've been doing this since 2008 now. So I've had a good couple of years. I've hypnotized over 100 people at least, if not more. And I'd say that's a pretty good start for 21 years old. And the one thing about me, and I think why people are reluctant to come to me as a hypnotist, is because of my age. Well, ladies and gentlemen, do not let my age fool you. I may be 21 and I may be quote-unquote young, but one, human beings are evolving at a very rapid rate. The children that are born now, the children that are children now, are way smarter than I am, that's for sure. And they're going to end up being way smarter. At least one can only hope. That's the hope of evolution and of species evolving into something bigger. And if I'm here and I have a part in it, then you bet your bottom dollar they'll be smart. You gotta take care of us. That's the whole point is, you know, we're supposed to make the succeeding generation a better one. There's a lot of stuff happening in national society as well as global society. On the national level, I know there's a lot of bullying going on right now. And in a sense, I'm glad it's happening. But in the on the other side of the coin, it's like, well, where the hell has all of these people been? Where the hell were they, what were they doing when people years ago were being tortured and bullied and harassed constantly and even getting killed just for their orientation? And now all of a sudden people want to make a big deal because somebody killed themselves. And again, people were killing other people because of it. And people have been killing themselves for years just because of not being able to know how to handle their own orientation. And I think that's something that really resonates deeply within me. One, because I guess I was lucky, in a sense. When I came out, that was a big decision of mine, and my entire family accepted it. And I think it was, I don't know, it could have been some kind of guilt thing for them, but my whole family accepted it, and they're totally cool about it, and it didn't change me. It just changed who I liked, which wasn't a big deal. But ironically enough, they don't support my career choice. For example, I can be as straight as the ace of spades, but when it comes down to what I do for a career, it has to be something substantial that somebody else has done and blah, 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 blah. Well, sorry, family. I love you dearly, but I'm still staying with hypnosis and this crazy imaginary world that you all seem to think it is, and thinking with metaphysical aspects of life and teaching and helping other people. And I'm here to make my mark, especially in New York City. It's pretty cool. I like being in New York because I was born in Buffalo, so now I'm on the complete opposite side of the spectrum here, and loving every minute of it. It totally helps me to feel grounded with my roots and my family, as well as branching out into new places, because I don't think anybody in my family has moved to New York City to try to make it or anything like that. So pretty excited that I get to do that, and I made it here. You know, I got myself here, and I didn't need help of family to do it. I mean, I'm sure they would if they could, if they wanted to, but it is what it is. So, anyways, back to people killing themselves. I have deep compassion with those instances, and it really has resonated with me for years and years and years, and I've been thinking of so many ideas of how to help these people and how to help people like me get through those times in the past. And a lot of things have come across my mind. I started making music, started doing this radio show, started writing a book, actually numerous books, trying to develop programs for other people. I've been taking clients for hypnosis. I've been trying every means possible, and I think I'm going to keep up all of them, actually, because I'm a very good businessman. I have that amazing business head to myself, and it's awesome. If anybody would like to, I guess I'll do that on a different show. We'll do another show. I've been diving into astrology a whole bunch and just looking chart after chart after chart and interpreting them and seeing, like, how it relates to that person and what they do. And I just want to do a separate show about that. So if you're interested in getting your charts read and having a reading and all that fun stuff, yes, I will be doing other shows like that. Now that I'm on Blog Talk Radio, this is like the icebreaker, if you will. And we'll just keep it going, keep the momentum going. You got to. Once you get going, you can't stop. Just got to keep trucking through. So, yeah. Grounding, New York City, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I'm actually looking. I'm trying to meet a bunch of new hypnotists. Trying to actually meet other hypnotists. I have, like, yet to meet an actual hypnotist in person. I've seen a bunch of shows. Actually, I'm sorry, I take that back. I've seen, like, one show. I've seen a bunch of videos of shows online. I've read a bunch of books by hypnotists. Actually, I'm really excited to get my next book, two books, The Clinical Use of Hypnotherapy and The Encyclopedia of Stage Hypnotism. Yes, I do want to take hypnosis to the stage. And I don't want it to be the typical comedic avenue of hypnosis, because that's been done, and I don't want it to be just like everybody else. I don't want to do something that people have already seen. What I'm trying to do is I'll probably make the kids laugh. The kids and the teens are the ones that need to laugh the most, and especially through this bullying stuff, they need to see something extremely positive in their life. For example, you know, I can hypnotize somebody and have them know an entire language, or have them think that they're, you know, a celebrity, or that they have psychic communication. And with knowing certain things, showing kids something that is seemingly impossible that makes them laugh is a really amazing eye-opener. It's like, you know, wow, the power of the mind is so powerful, and it's limitless. And, you know, you don't have to sit in the confines of what people teach you and, you know, what you're being taught in school or what your parents are. You really can go outside the box. As long as you follow the rules, you follow the rules and you make everybody happy, then you'll be fine. But you can still do your own thing on the side, and it's all about harnessing that potential energy and putting it into the right area. It's all about taking that energy and making it yours, making it unique. And instead of being creative in negative ways by figuring out the next best comeback that you can say to somebody just because your feelings were hurt because they called upon a truth of yours, instead, accept it for what it is. Make sure that you know yourself that that is not you, and move on. And take that creative energy and use it for something good. For example, I was trying to move to New York City a couple months ago, and I was talking to this person I was going to move in with, and he said, well, it's not going to work out, this and that. I had to listen to my gut. And he started criticizing and making fun of what I do and my radio shows and being a hypnotist and psychic and doing astrology. And, you know, he started making fun of me for it, and it did get me a little upset. I'm like, huh, yeah, maybe that is a little crazy, but at least I have something to believe in. And immediately following, I took that energy. First of all, I told him, you know what? I love you. I have the utmost compassion for you. Take care. And I just couldn't even talk to him after that anymore. And out came a song, or this writing, whatever you get, whatever you want to call it. So I guess I'll share it with you because it's kind of cool. I like it. It's about this guy, though, and it helped me to channel the negative feelings into something way more positive. This doesn't have a name, but this is just what I turn those feelings into. I've got the world at my feet. Whatever I want is mine. I have the means to flaunt. Defeat was once upon a time. Materiality is how I live my life. Outside objects ease my strife, but no one ever knows my darkness. It's hidden inside, but getting harder to hide. Known as the cool cat, I'm almost out of my 9 lives. Everyone wants my life. Who can blame them? I can travel around the world and back. Back pocket paper, I've got stacks. But the darkness still haunts of what it is I lack. I hear the world and all the sounds, sirens, traffic, construction pounds. The night is never quiet, the sun is always blind, and the only thing I'm right to see is what I left behind. Oh my goodness, that is my favorite line in the whole thing. The only thing I'm right to see is what I left behind. I love that opposition of right and left and see and not see and into the future and in the past. And, oh, one of my favorite lines. I want to try to turn it into a song, but can't even do that yet because I don't have sound on my computer, which is a very, very big buzzkill. So hopefully I get a new computer soon. I want to transfer to a Mac and get that on the way because I'm ready to make music. I got to turn it into something good. But yeah, that song was actually about him. And I was just kind of making fun of him and who he was, and it turned into something pretty cool. And I actually really, really liked the song. It was very cool. So I've been writing a lot. Yes and no. I was writing a lot of songs and music and stuff. And it's been an awesome way to keep myself grounded, keep figuring out who I am. It's a really good avenue for me to stay on top of things. So let's see, more hypnosis. I've had so many meetings here in New York City, and I want to keep that happening. So again, if you are interested in hypnosis yourself, please, you can either call in, send me a message. Here on Blog Talk Radio, again, anywhere that you see the Dream Teacher, you see me next to it. That is me. Send me a message. The Dream Teacher at Gmail, at Twitter, on Facebook, MySpace, like I said, everywhere. Just get in contact with me, and we can go from there. What I like to do with my clients is I like to have them set up a goal and a desire. I like them to have something in mind so that we can both achieve and work towards something. It makes things 10 times easier, one, for you to relax and for you to focus on the session, and two, it makes it easier for me to help guide you to something that you want to see in your own life. For example, when you're doing stage hypnosis shows, it is the one main part that you want to do is you want to distract your clients from focusing on the audience. Because that's the biggest thing. People get stage fright, and you know, it makes them a little bit nervous when they're up there trying to get hypnotized. And now that's why I want to change the whole meaning of stage hypnosis. I don't want it to be, oh, you're going to go up on stage and do something embarrassing. I'm for the adults. That's going to be for the kids, the embarrassing fun stuff. That's going to be for the kids. And then also a little, you know, tidbits of positive feedback and information, like, it'll be like a motivational speech of some sort. What I want to do for the adults is I want to do something very, very intense. I want to do something where it shakes their foundations and it makes their jaw drop. They feel it in their own life. It's something that can easily be relatable to. And it's going to be... in a sense, a little fearing. One, I think people have lost their edge of fear. For example, it's just with all these scary movies and terrifying scenarios and haunted houses, and especially Halloween right around the corner, I want to use fear as something to open somebody up to... What I've been studying and the thing that I do with my clients as well is I bring them to the rock bottom. Because when you're at the bottom, you're at the lowest of the lows. The only place you can go is up from there. And once you're at the bottom, it really helps you to see what exactly is true and pure in your life. And it helps you to understand what it is that you want to keep around. For example, when I hit the lowest of my lows, the one thing I did was go on Blog Talk Radio and look for shows to call in and hosting shows myself and helping other people. And it's phenomenal. And that's why I'm here to this day. So it's that little aspect of fear. And then, of course, you can't just let somebody sit in fear. You have to bring them up and you have to show them the way out. And that is exactly what I do. I am like the lights at the end of this dark, dark, dark tunnel. That is how I work. Those are the best ways I can describe, one, the path of my life, two, the people that come to me and ask me for advice, that is the main way that they feel, and three, that is how I help my clients. So we're going to help this whole ending bullying thing. Definitely going to be in good thoughts about that. Helping adults become aware of things bigger than themselves. Helping the children to hit that tip of the iceberg. So there's going to be some really great things coming up in the very near future. We'll be in New York City, so this is where I'm basing everything out of. If you are in the area, get into contact with me. I would love to meet some good people in New York, especially from here. So far, I've met some really great people on Blog Talk Radio and eventually met them in person. So again, contact me if you have any questions. I want to say hello to everybody that's still with us in the chat room. Chapa Market, thank you, man. Thank you very much for coming. Talia Morris, really good words. Hey, man, don't let anyone discourage you from what you're doing. It's easy not to believe in anything, but to have conviction in your belief takes strength. Very nice. Thank you, Talia Morris. I'm very grateful for your encouraging words. It's hard to do something that not everybody believes in. And that's part of our generation, my generation, is that we have to build the bridge from one point to the other, from the old to the new, so that the generation after us can just walk and stroll across. So hopefully our generation will build that bridge and keep it steady. Also want to thank Scott and C. Thanks, man, for coming out. I'm glad you came to my show. I guess got 1 minute left. That went very fast. I have a bunch of hypnosis meetings to attend to already. But let's see. I guess keep the hypnosis going and enjoy a little hypnotizing song that I created myself. Thank you all for coming. Make sure you hit the little heart, click the follow button, and favorite me so that you are kept to date on my shows. I don't have them at normal times. They're just kind of random. So if you click the follow button, follow me on Twitter, Facebook, all that fun stuff, you will know. All right, everybody. Thanks. Take care and have a beautiful day.
Never trade it or think to let it go.
I want to show the world and give them all the chance to know. Feeling deeper, feeling deeper. I can only take you deeper. Take a breath, feel the burn. Life has its crazy cycles, and that's the end of your turn.